Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Friday, the 16th of September. Let's get him back in the old saddle of podcasts and things now. Now life sorted itself out. Obviously did the mindset one yesterday. I hope that went down well. A couple of people posting the Telegram group loved it. So good. As always, let us know any feedback, anything you want to discuss on it. Carry on. I'm going to come back to being the FTS psychologist in a minute. But we've got a few things to cover. The one thing we've got to cover is, got to ask again, see Scotland in Europe. I mean, very good. You got completely, haven't you? You got polarised there. You've got Celtic holding up banners about Michael Fagan, sorry for your loss. And then you've got Rangers, you know, UEFA said don't do the national anthem, but UEFA, Rangers doing the full Union flag with the Queen's head and a fine rendition of the national anthem, may I say. But you then get to the football. What is the point of it? Once you get to that level, Scottish football pointless. They just get battered. I'm quite surprised to see Hearts win last night. We were talking about them on a Zoom yesterday before it kicked off, because they've been getting battered non-stop, but they managed to win in the old that thing that West Ham are in. I don't really follow Thursday football, but what is the point of it, eh? The old jock football. What? Pack it all up. Roll it up. What was it? 3-0, 4-0? Just getting battered everywhere they go. FTS psychologist. I'm not going to declare any names, but I had a sort of distress call on Friday from an FTS member. Said, could I help him out? I said, I had a quick chat with him and I said, we need to meet up. So I went to meet him on Monday, and good lad. So I went and sat with him for a couple of hours and sort of similar things. He lost his mum young, I did, so we'd sort of been through that, and he'd I'm not sure he'd ever really come to terms with it and dealt with it, but that's, you know, just my own psychological assumption of it. But then we just got talking. He sort of had just lost his way in life in general a little bit and just wanted to sort of bit of help getting back on track. And we were just going over things, and, you know, he'd said he'd done some NFTs and some cryptocurrency, and there's just lots of different things, but I sort of was ranking them in order of stupidity as we went through them. But he was telling me about his started telling me about his love life, and I told him I'm going to put it on the pod, because men are stupid. We are completely stupid. Because I said, oh, you're not with anyone, this sort of stuff. He said, no, I'm fussy when it comes to women. He said, I'm really fussy. And then when he was at work, before his mum died a few years back, but before that, when he was at work, he finally met one that he really liked, apparently really attractive, this, that and the other. And then she cheated on him with a bloke in the office. So he's now in work with her and the bloke, and he's obviously like, you know, I've got two people here I trusted and they've done the shit on me. This, that and the other. So I think he moved office or whatever, and then she's got hold of him like a year later and said, I made a mistake, you know, blah blah blah. So he's ended up getting back together with her. Then his mum's become ill, and sort of all through that, you know, his mum was quite seriously ill and got taken into ended up going into a sort of hospice, you know, all this really in a bad way. And that sort of consumed his whole family's life. And he's with this woman who's cheated on him through that. And she's been, in his words, pretty much unsupportive, not really interested. And it's sort of come into a head, been together for a bit. And she said, are you going to give me a baby? And she's a few years younger than him. And he sort of said, well, you know, I thought I'd do it properly, you know, get married, live together, have kids, but at the minute with the way things are with mum, you know, I'm not in that place to do that at the minute. And of course, after a while then she's just sodded off. She sort of said, I can't do this anymore, because she's just desperate for a baby, sodded off. So then about a year later, he's walking down the high street where he lives, and she's coming at him with another bloke, and she's pregnant. And he said it absolutely beat him up, you know, because he kind of, you know, was mad about her. All this has gone on. And she started waving at him, and he said, I just couldn't even talk to her. I just ignored her, walked straight past her. And then a year later after that, she rings him up again. Oh, I've made a mistake. Basically wants him now to look after her and the kid. So she's cheated on him. She's basically not been there when the old mum's passing away, ill and passing away. So I said to him, of course you didn't go and meet her. You just, oh no, I did, he said. I did. I thought, fucking hell, men are fucking stupid, aren't they? He did come to his senses, God bless him. But I said, of all the things you're talking about here, like getting in, he got involved in a bit of a crypto Ponzi. I said, of all the things you've done, I said, it's still, the woman's the top one for me. Anyway, there you go. See, this is the sort of things we have to deal with. FTS psychology, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm going down this road. It's fuck all to do with that. What else you do? You're all nuts. Just read the golf group this morning. Nuts. Can't involve myself. What else we got? What else we got? What else we got? Right, yeah, I've posted the golf, so you lot do what you want to do with that. The football volume will start to pick up now. It's a quietish day today for me, but that's just the way the fixtures have fallen. But now I'll have quite a bit going on, I think, for you guys trading and things. We're going to see the volume pick up in a bit. I've got a couple of just goal football mentions for you. Obviously, we used to do the Premier League preview. Waste of time. Tottenham are going to win 8-0. City are going to win. Haaland's going to score. Somebody tried to tell me he's not very good the other day. I mean, fucking hell. Wait and see. Exact words. He's not that good. Fucking boy, it is unbelievable. I do think he is one. Not many players I get excited about. I do think he is one we are going to be privileged to have been able to see in the Premier League. I dread to see him up against Dyer. But I've got a couple of mentions for you for over 1.5, 20 minutes, 20:27:35, if you wish to play them. So these are, I'm going to try and share a few of these with you as we go through. These are what I put on the summer school last year. What I want to try and do is get to a bit of, if we're going to give you some stuff, be consistent with it and not jump about markets and this, that and the other. It, you know, if something qualifies, it does. If it doesn't. So these are just a couple of mentions if you want to do them, really for not for the trading group guys, more for people who just, you know, if you either want to have some interest this evening or you're starting out in your trading career, this is quite a safe trade to have over time to learn. The summer school stuff's on the website. If you haven't seen it, go to email support at ftsincome.co.uk and they'll help you out. But SV Sandhausen kicking off at 5:30. And the Forest game kicking off at 8 o'clock. You basically back, if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, back over 1.5, 20, 27 and 35. If a goal goes in, remove your liability. If the goal goes in too late that it only leaves you red, just let it ride and hope you get the second. The most you can lose is a point, drip a point in 20, 27, 35 on back over 1.5 goals. Very, very, you know, you get a goal, you're safe. You can't lose money most of the time. Anyway, I'm going to share those with you. So there's just a couple there for today. What else have I got? What else? I did have something else. See, I've got to get back into this routine now because I haven't done pods regularly for a while. I've got to get back into the old routine. There was something else. There was another announcement I had. Those of you who registered interest for Andy's seminars, I've sent a couple of emails out the last couple of days. Just if you can crack on with that, if you're coming, so that we can finalise numbers and meals and things, would be grateful. The NFL started. We've got NFL bets going in over the weekend for those people. I think that's it. I think that's all I've got. And Ultimate Members, we did. I haven't emailed out yet because I've been busy, but the Poisson results file, the results that went in the Poisson file were incorrect. So if you grabbed it off the first thing, you'll have a couple of unders overs where, because it's the first time that results process had run this season, the returns were wrong. It's been fixed and a new one uploaded. So you might just want to grab the new Poisson file if you're using that. It was only a couple of the goal markets, just it was registering the wrong way around. Right, that's it. Have a lovely day. See, there you are. If you want psychology services on a Monday, give me a shout. Relationships, everything. I'll just do it all. See, you don't know what I get up to. People there, can I meet up? Started talking about how I flipping cheated on you. Then fucking not there when your mum, and you still go and meet her when she's had a kid with another bloke. Walking down the high street, waving at you. As he was talking to me, he goes, I know it's mad. I know this is nuts. I said, I don't know what to say to you. Right, have a lovely weekend. Obviously, it's going to be sort of strange, weird one with the Monday that we've got on the end of it. But yeah, have a lovely time. I'm going to have to mute this golf group. I tell you what, I don't know what the fucking hell's the matter with you all. Right, have a lovely... My phone's going non-stop. Have a lovely day. See you all on... I might be back tomorrow. You know, I might be back every day now. I'm going to do some recipes, all of it. It's all coming back. I've missed it. Right, have a lovely weekend, and I will speak to you when I've got a spare 10 minutes.